This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you, you can email the show and should love, hate, death threats, ask Dr. Jesse questions, email those into jesse@jessekellyshow.com. If you've missed any of the show, you can download it on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. Now, Taiwan just had an election. Just stay with me here. We'll get back to the calls and stuff in a second. Taiwan just had an election. This was the election I have been telling you about for some time. This is why China had not invaded yet. They wanted to see how this election went. There was a chance China was basically going to get their puppet elected, who would pretty much just hand China the keys to the place. That guy didn't win. Instead, it went very much the opposite way. Now, what does that mean? Well, this person, this audio is a little low. It's a little hard to hear. This is Joe Biden talking to a girl in the classroom, getting distracted and whispering to her that she looks like his daughter.
Office and Secretary Austin?
I do.
I'm sorry.
Was it a laugh?
He was asked about Secretary Austin, and he was so overwhelmed with emotion that he leaned down and whispered in some poor girl's ear that she looks like his daughter. China's not, well, I shouldn't say they're not. They're likely not going to wait until that human being is gone. So China wants Taiwan. Combine that with the fact China's working with Russia, working with Iran. Iran just dramatically escalated things by launching missiles at us in Iraq. We obviously know what Russia's been up to. It might be a really rocky year. It might be a crazy year. That's all I'm going to say. Buckle up. I don't want to make a bunch of predictions, because when it comes to foreign policy, how could you know? Who would know, right? But the things are stacking up, and our enemies are working together, and yeah, none of those things are good. Mike, Mississippi, go.
World famous Jesse Kelly Show. I think you're stretching it a bit there, buddy, on a month. It's been longer than that since I talked to you, but I just want to say, I had a ton of questions, but you totally threw me off when you said earlier that we get our representation, or something to that effect, that we're represented by the people from our districts or whatnot. But I don't know what you're talking about. I'm the biggest Kelly cult member there is, but I can't follow you on that one, because the people I'm sending to Congress are gutless. And the guys in the North Mississippi sodbusters that they send, none of those guys, they take every handout they can get. And the South Mississippi guys just go along and get along. So I'm kind of lost on who is not gutless there. And well, that's not who I want.
Let me explain, Mike. Let me explain. What I said was, in this country, we get the government we deserve. Urban Democrats, they have the exact city they deserve. They deserve everything they get. Republican primary voters, or Republican non-voters, that's much more important, they have the GOP they deserve. Now, let me clarify for Mike's purposes. What I just said about us getting the government we deserve almost undoubtedly does not apply to you. How sad is that? But it's true. You're the hyper-informed. You're the person who cares enough to get involved. The real shaft in all this is you personally. You deserve better. You care enough. You focus on the issues. You learn things. You care enough. You deserve better. But you individually do not get to choose your government, nor do I. We collectively as a people come together and vote. And our country has a lot of lost people in it right now. Lost, confused, listless, weak. And that's exactly why we have the biggest losers in the world in elected office. Did you hear this Fannie Willis, this Trump prosecutor from Atlanta? She's in real trouble here. She's apparently slept with half of the country, the criminals and the prosecutors alike. One of the guys she's having an affair with has hardly any prosecution experience, and that's who she put in charge of the Trump prosecution. She's finally getting discovered for all this, and, well, here she was. And as you listen to this person, please understand, she was elected. The people of Fulton County, Georgia, they went to the polls, and this is what they chose.
We are at a time in history when you can no longer sit back and just let other folks do. You cannot expect black women to be perfect and save the world.
Okay, it's trying to. You can't expect me to be perfect. It's. Look, obviously, she's a ridiculous clown of a human being who should be nowhere near power, but she's in power because she was elected. AOC, here she is.
Are you okay with a school being used as a shelter?
You know, I think it's, again, this is not, it's not in my district. I think it's very clear here.
Not even in my district. AOC is not only elected, she sails to re-election every time easily now. She represents the Bronx, and I actually like the Bronx, but that's a stinging indictment on the Bronx, a stinging indictment. We don't like that because we deserve better, you and me, but as a whole, we deserve these people. This is the government we deserve. We have a people problem, not a politician problem. Ken, Pennsylvania, go.
Hey, Jesse, I know it's not possible, man, but I wish there's some way you could challenge Sean Hannity and shut him up. The guy's like a major fake tough guy. Everyone.
Listen, let me tell you something about Sean Hannity. I don't know whether you love him or hate him. I don't care. Listen, there are a lot of people who are evil pieces of trash in this business. A lot of them. Snobby, treat people like crap around them. You can hate him all you want, and I'm not personally friends with him, so just know that. I don't know him, but I know a lot of people who do. I've never heard a bad word about him personally, ever. Treats the people around him well, and that speaks well to the man. I'll put it to you that way. Gina, Pennsylvania, go.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. First thing I want to say is what you said on Haley, I agree with it. 1,000%, she's not for us and doesn't have our backs. But what I call to say is when I watched the debate with Haley and DeSantis, instead of poking back the bear that he does, why doesn't he just reflect back to his Florida state and how it's in the black, the fourth largest economy, no personal income tax. And she said he couldn't handle $150 million. He can handle $1 trillion economy. He doesn't. Yeah. I wish he would just reflect back more to his state instead of poking the bear. And that's what I wanted to say.
Yeah, I understand that. You want DeSantis to talk more about his record. All right. 877-377-4373 is the number. You want DeSantis to talk more about his record. And I understand that. But it actually goes back to what we were just talking about. Let me ask you something. And I want you to be honest. Do you think that's what the people want to hear about? Now, you can argue, and I would probably agree with you, that should be what the people want to hear about. I don't need your talking points. I don't need this. I don't need that. Show me what you've done. Show me what you've done. Give me your record. What have you done? I agree with you that that's what I want to hear. Do you think that that's the American people right now? Are the American people interested, including the GOP? You think they're only interested in results? I would push back on that. I have not seen any evidence of that. And so, look, that's not what the people want to hear. It's not what they're going to say, all right? All right, so here's something you probably do want to hear. You know how you've been giving $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers for a while? Hopefully, if not, tonight's a great night to begin. And it's easy, especially when times are getting tight, to start to wonder about that charity money. I wonder where it's going. I want you to do me a favor. I want you to go look up Tunnel to Towers online. Go look up their charity rating from the various charity rating sites. 95 cents of every dollar goes to the programs. That's an unheard of number. Unheard of. Talk about being good stewards with the money you give. You give to Tunnel to Towers because it goes to widows and orphans. All of it gets to widows and orphans. And all they ask for is $11 a month. You sign up to give it automatically, you'll never know it's gone. That's half a pizza night unless you're eating at Little Caesars. T2T.org. T2T.org. Sign up to give tonight. We'll be back.
Missed out? Catch up. JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. If you missed Medal of Honor Monday or missed any part of the show, the whole show is available by podcast. Just go subscribe somewhere, iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. Email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Chris, remember, Jewish producer Chris, he just had a baby, he and his wife. You said, when do the diapers slow down? Do you want the baby to stop pooping and peeing? Chris, that's kind of a healthy thing. That's a good, what? Less than 10 times. It. Okay, so she's very regular. Look, how many diapers do you think Joe Biden goes through? It's a lot, right? If one, it's a lot. Two, I don't want to hear any complaining from you or really anybody about diapers unless you have a child like the one I had, my oldest son. Now, He's kind of lost this, but for the longest time after he got older, 4 or 5, 6 years old, could start communicating, he really hated if he got, it wasn't that he never got dirty, but if he had like sand in between his fingers or something like that, it drove him crazy. There was something about the dirt in his skin, whatever. Anyway, when he was a baby, my youngest son, as you well know, Chris, things are a little liquidy right now. We'll put it to you that way. Not that solid. Well, is that a good way to put it for radio? My oldest son, he would not go number two in his diaper. And I want to explain something. This is a very stubborn child. This is look, it's my child. You know, it's a very stubborn boy. He would not go number two in his diaper. He would, like some kind of guerrilla terrorist, he would wait until you started to change him because he had peed in the diaper. And then he would explode all over you to the point I have seen him. Look, I'm sorry. I'm just being honest. It's just you and me talking here. Across the room. We're talking launching across the room. We used to, because I changed diapers too. We used to have to, we'd laugh about it. There was no changing table. You had to go take him either on the floor or on a bed. You're trying to save your back, so you put him on the bed. And you had to have towels, plural, not a towel. Towels on the bed, towels on you, towels on your arms. You had to essentially put on armor to change because it was about to get ugly. And then we'd have to try to do the fooling thing because we knew we figured out what that little snot was going to do. So we'd try to change him. We'd peel it off and then push it right back on, trying to catch as much as we could. And he's still firing off in there. Look, I've got twitches right now. I've still got PTSD from all this. So unless you're being pooped on regularly, Chris, you'll have to excuse me if I don't feel bad for you even one little bit. All right? Call me when she starts pooping all over you. I wonder if Seth got pooped on. Seth in St. Louis, did you ever get pooped on?
Of course. I had twins and they were all over the place.
Oh.
Anyways, congratulations, Chris. All right, so I was born in Pittsburgh and all my family is from Steubenville.
Ah! What a small world.
I spent plenty of summers in vacationing up there and holidays. Now, your son is now eating the fries on his sandwiches. That started from a restaurant called Pamonte Brothers in Pittsburgh.
Yep.
And the whole idea was that the truckers would just put their whole meal on the bun, coleslaw fries in the bun, and they could eat quick and get on the road.
Yep, 100% true. And that Pamonte Brothers, I think is what he said. I forget that. I knew it started with a P, or I would have said it last time. I believe it's also, it's in Pittsburgh's airport as well. They've gotten so big, they're in Pittsburgh's airport. Nobody, look, You know I'm honest about the food in the different regions of the country. Nobody does sandwiches like the Rust Belt. No one does pizza like the Northeast. No one does Mexican food like Texas. Nobody does sandwiches like the Rust Belt, man. A completely different animal. Steve, Portland, go.
Yeah, last week the Chicago, New York mayors kept the buses carrying the illegals out of their cities, and the Republicans did nothing the next day. The left would have had lawyers in court stopping that, but this was settled in the 1930s when California tried to keep the Okies out of California during the big migrations of the Dust Bowl. Went to the Supreme Court, they said you can't stop internal migration, but the Republicans did absolutely nothing.
They're Republicans. That's the Republican specialty, is doing nothing. Look, I'm going to say it again. How is it humanly possible that there has not been a single arrest of a prominent Democrat in this country in response to the crazy arrests of Donald Trump? And you can do all the things you want in the world. I don't want to live in that world, Jesse. I can't. These communist demons are never, ever, 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 ever going to stop unless you give them a reason to stop. And when I say give them a reason, don't think that means you can reason with them. Don't think there's some horror that they won't do. You have to make communists feel fear and pain, or because they're religious zealots, they won't stop. I know you want a different way. A lot of people do. There's no different way. It's fear and pain, or they never stop. Not one Republican AG in the United States of America arrested and indicted a prominent Democrat. There should have been 10 arrested the next day. And guess what? This stuff would have stopped. This stuff would have slowed down or stopped, because that's the only way you can incentivize them to stop it. Put Chuck Schumer behind bars next time he crosses state lines into a red state. Put Chuck Schumer behind bars for a week. You'll watch this stuff stop. Not one. When people get mad at me because I say the system's never going to let Donald Trump be president again, that's the day I knew they were never going to let him be president again. When they raided Mar-a-Lago and there wasn't a single Republican response across the country, I knew it was over. I knew it. Because right now, these dirty communists, they understand full well they can do anything. There is no horrible thing that they can't do right now. There will never be a Republican response with this useless, spineless, low-T GOP we have. And that was when I knew it was over for Trump. That's when I knew it. I knew it. What chance does he have if no one's going to fight back for him? Or forget about him. I don't care if you hate his guts. It doesn't matter to me. No one's going to fight back. We're just going to allow them to arrest our nominee, our potential nominee, with no response. That's insane. But it's the GOP. That's their specialty. Nothing. All right. Let's talk about the FAA, Obama. Another call or two. Hang on.
Jesse Kelly returns. Next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I have an update, as I promised you I would, from Iowa. We are live, obviously. I'm not live from Iowa, but I'm giving you an update about Iowa. Whatever. It's the Iowa caucuses, and I have an update.
It's Journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse, 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 Jesse.
We are 30 minutes in, and this is not according to me. I want to stress this. This is not according to me. So if this turns out to be wrong, blame CNN. CNN has already declared the Iowa caucus for Donald Trump. There's something like 1% has been counted so far, and Donald Trump got 75% of the initial batch. DeSantis got 14, Nikki Haley got 5, Vivek got 4. I did not call this race. I'm not in the business of calling races. I'm not sitting there studying the Iowa caucus map. I don't know whether this call is ridiculous. It's normally not. Sometimes network calls are ridiculous. Oftentimes they are not. Oftentimes they're extremely accurate. It's only one network that I've seen so far. I promised you updates. There it is. If you're a Trump fan, oh, wow, Fox News called it too. AP and Reuters both called it. Never mind. It's every news outlet. Fox News, AP, Reuters, CNN, they have all called it for Donald Trump about 35 seconds after it opened. What, Chris? What did you say? Chris said, how close is it going to be? As of right now, it's not very close, buddy. As of right now, it's not very close. If you're a Donald Trump fan, this is a very good moment for you. If you are a Ron DeSantis fan or a Vivek fan or a Nikki fan, this is a kick in the face, for sure. When they call the race 35 seconds after they start bringing in the votes, that's a really, really bad sign. Just being honest with you, right between the eyes. All right? You want to unload? You want to get something off your chest? You're still welcome to. I promised you could, since it's been a month since I've taken a phone call. 877-377-4373. 877-377-4373. I promised you updates, and there they are. Oh, it's NBC now, too. Everybody. It's every network. So is every network wrong? No. No, they're not. Let's live in reality here. No, they're not wrong. They're not wrong. They know what votes are still to come in. Okay, so Trump took Iowa. If you're one of the other candidates, no matter who you are, it will be very, 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 very difficult to have a chance at the nomination now. If Trump, if he curb stomps everyone, if it's really, really, really bad, it's over. It's what it is. It's over. If you're a Trump fan, you're thrilled to hear that. If you're not, you're not. Life goes on. Like, it's never easy. Never easy to lose one. As I talked about earlier, I lost two runs. I won both, run the Republican nomination both times for Congress, and then lost in the general. And I don't know who was hurting worse, me or my supporters, my volunteers, the staffers, family members. People put their heart and soul into it and doesn't work out. If that's you right now, I applaud you for getting involved. I'll put it to you that way. I applaud you. I respect you for getting involved. Look, I can't stand Nikki Haley. Cannot stand her. As I have said, I will probably leave the presidential ticket blank if she's on the ticket somewhere. I don't think he will. But if Trump does pick her for VP, I don't think I'm voting. That's how horrible Nikki Haley is. And even then, if you worked for Nikki Haley, I respect you. At least you got off your butt and you got involved. I respect it. I respect it a great deal. Now, we talk about the death of everything, and I'm going to get more into this tomorrow when it comes to corporations and hiring, things like that. I just want to point something else out, and I'm not telling you to stop flying, all right? I'm really genuinely not, but you know I keep you updated on the things I find out about various industries, and people share things with me because they know they can. You can share anything you want with me. Your emails are always anonymous here. Your name, your title, anything. You have to tell me to read your name, otherwise I won't. Even with your death threats, I will not read your name. You can send me whatever. So I've been hearing some really frightening things about flying from pilots who listen to the show. Frightening things about the new hires that are out there, the diversity-focused new hires. I mean, this is the CEO of United. I want you to think about this the next time you're buying a plane ticket. Think about who has your life in their hands.
How is diversity and diversity targets working into the Aviate Academy?
We have committed that 50% of the class of the classes will be women or people of color.
People are going to die when you start prioritizing gender and skin color when it comes to things like flying 300 people in a metal tube. That's going to result in people dying. There will be people who will die. Headline, FAA's diversity push includes focus on hiring people with severe intellectual and psychiatric disabilities. That's the FAA. So, not a big road trip person. I might have to change things up there. Anyway, Ronnie, Iowa, go, boss.
Hey, man, I'm a little leery of these calling it 1% because they could be tricking the Trump supporters not to come out of their igloos here in Iowa and not support them, because I've seen it called earlier. They called Florida early in 2020. Jesse, do you know who Steve from Manhattan and Pat Buchanan are? If you do.
Nice. The dude, actually, he got by and claimed he was in Iowa. Now, I respect that. It'd been over a month since I took phone calls, and that guy still managed to squeeze through and make a... And that's awesome. And look, every network isn't wrong. Trump won Iowa. Every network isn't wrong. Don't hang on to the copium. Every network is not wrong. Trump won Iowa. Okay? Look, if you're a Trump fan, you're doing backflips. If you're anyone else, this is a tough night for you. You're pouring a glass of bourbon right now. It is what it is. Look, you want to blow off some steam? Pull out your Mantis X. Maybe instead of pouring that glass of bourbon, no judgment if you do both here, but maybe pull out your Mantis X and start practicing with your weapon. Those are two healthy things that I've found work for my stress. If I get stressed, I'm not a highly stressed person, as you can tell, but when I get stressed, I practice with my weapon. Mantis X allows you to practice in the comfort of your home. Oh, it's a blizzard. It's 20 below where you are. Oh, fine. Turn on the fireplace and practice with your weapon in the comfort of your home. You don't have to fire a shot. You get real feedback. They put you through drills. You will become faster and deadlier really, really quickly when you begin to practice with Mantis X. It's one thing to carry a weapon. It is another thing to be totally confident you will hit what you aim at if you, God forbid, have to use it. Go get a Mantis X system. MantisX.com, all right? This is for normal people to get really good. Whether you're an expert, maybe you're brand new, whatever it is, MantisX.com, all right? All right. Jameson, Texas, go, bud.
Hey, I'm looking at a picture right now of Martin Luther King in a communist training school. The young man, old, looked like 20 years old, maybe, ICP.org.
Yeah, I've talked about this before. Remember what communism is, right? It's the religion of the malcontent. Communists will find whoever the malcontented people are in a society, and they will use them to burn the society down. Remember, a revolution is just about burning societies down. Well, you have to go where the malcontents are. Black people were very understandably a little peeved with America back when they were being segregated and back when they were being crapped on by the country. They were ripe for communist infiltration. It didn't take the Soviets any time at all to figure out the civil rights movement could be penetrated and used. You could use their anger. Hey, look, when I call them malcontents, understand something. Many times the malcontents have every right to be malcontented. If you were the urban poor in the Soviet Union, you didn't have that great of a life. In fact, it was pretty bad. You had every right to be malcontented. Black people had every right to be malcontented in this country. Of course, the communists recognized that. They understood they could co-opt that movement, use that movement, and break it apart. Does that make Martin Luther King Jr. a communist? He might have been, he might not have been. I don't know. I'm not the MLK expert, nor do I care. Like I said, why would I care enough to argue about Martin Luther King Jr.? I don't care. He was a civil rights guy from back in the 60s. Does not mean anything for our country now, as for our problems we have now. Right, look, you can honor him, don't honor him. I don't hate his guts, love him. Doesn't matter to me. Doesn't mean anything to me. We have a lot bigger fish to fry now. We have new problems out here now. One thing that isn't a problem, we still have a whole segment left. I have a bunch of headlines I didn't get to. Let's tackle those next.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse
USA!
Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. I want to, one, congratulate every single Trump fan out there because it looks, it's over. He won Iowa. It's over in Iowa. Donald Trump won the Iowa caucus. I want to extend a hand to every other candidate, DeSantis camp, Vivek camp, even Nikki Haley's camp. You worked, you lost. That's how it goes sometimes. They don't hand out second place trophies. It hurts. I have been there. I have been exactly where you are. looking around saying, dang, it was all for nothing. We lost. But if I could say something else to you really quickly, and I know you're hurting right now, probably don't want to hear it, but this might make you feel better. Losing two congressional races is the best thing, one of the best things that has ever happened to me. As badly as it hurt, I learned so many lessons about politics, about people, running for office, funding, all those things. It was the beginning of me ending up here so many years later doing something I love. If your candidate just got his teeth kicked in tonight, and they all did except for Donald Trump, you don't have to feel like this is the end of the world. You have no idea where you or your guy will end up or what may come of this. Losing a run for office is one of the greatest things that ever happened to me. Never once have I woken up and thought, dang, I wished I would have won. Many, 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 many times. In fact, right now I'm thinking it. I think, thank you, God, for making sure I lost. Remember that. All right? Let's do a couple emails before we do some headlines. Hey, Jesse. I just signed up for Pure Talk. I'm loving the service. I switched from T-Mobile prepay. They switched from an auto service to add minutes to my service to one where a person who could barely speak English would take several minutes just to complete the transaction. It frustrated me to no end, especially when I needed to make a call and my minutes ran out. Thank you for my information about this. I'm a veteran. I love supporting our vets. Look, thank you for switching. Look, that's what it's all about, man. Look, America-based customer service is not a small thing for me, and I don't care how much of an ugly American it makes me sound like. I like talking to somebody who freaking speaks English and understands English. I'm tired of having to shout into the phone. I'm tired of having to ask you to repeat yourself 1,000 times. That Pure Talk cares enough about the country to hire Americans is freaking awesome, and they're so nice and pleasant. And your bill goes way down. My bill got cut in half. Family of four. Switch from T-Mobile to Pure Talk in half. Switch, man. Pick up your phone. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. Switch to Pure Talk, all right? Dr. Kelly Conqueso, my buddy, is a great guy, but is very much a what would Jesus do? Diehard NFL, NBA, and Major League Baseball. Is this the hill to die on? At least we can trust Joe Biden's character type of guy. Today he lost his corporate media job because he was falsely accused of sexual harassment by one of his subordinate blue hairs who now sits as his full-time replacement. Ooh, how? While I grieve for he and his wife, who just brought their first baby to the family 6 months ago, he still thinks he can make them see his side of the story. How/when do I help him understand he voted for this DEI monster? Well, obviously timing is everything. It's something I've had to learn, something I've had to teach my sons. Take the temperature of the room, timing is everything, whatever way you want to put this. But it is everything. I don't think I would let him know that he voted for that now, when he's out of a job, new baby. But I would have that conversation with him. Maybe it's a month from now. Maybe it's a year from now. But your buddy needs to understand this. Look, we talk about these urban Democrat voters who keep voting Democrat, and then their cities keep rotting and rotting and rotting out from underneath their feet. We talk about how important it is to tell them, you voted for this, because they don't know. They have divorced their actions from the state of their city. They have. The Democrat voters of Chicago, they have separated themselves from this human being who's wrecking their city.
I said repeatedly, this is an international crisis.
And we've heard you say that.
Okay, so then you know the answer then.
Well,
the
no, federal because government, the answer I asked the is, answer are you is, adding a tax?
The answer is the federal government has to do its job.
And what if we don't?
Well, look, there are 30,000 Ukrainians in this city right now who sought asylum, who were refugees. What's the difference between that crisis and the crisis that we're experiencing now?
Okay, whatever. He's an idiot. If you're a Democrat Chicago voter, you voted for that. You are responsible for the state of your city. 100%. It's you. It's not Brandon Johnson. It's you. It's your fault. I don't say that to rub it in their face. I say that because we have to bring this home to people. Your buddy is the exact same way. You need to explain to him, you did this. You support this. You vote for this every time this happened to you because of you. This is the world you want. You got it. How's it working out for you?
And now...
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
GOP senator denies leaked border immigration deal draft. Says don't believe everything you read on the internet. It's Republican Senator James Lankford. So this huge amnesty deal he's working on with Democrats that leaked out. When he's saying don't believe everything you read, what he's actually saying is, oh crap, I can't believe that leaked out. We better adjust that so it looks better now. All that, that's all that is. James Lankford. He should be the spokesman. He should be the GOP mascot, James Lankford. A useless eunuch who does nothing but aid and abet the other side. Of course, from the red state of Oklahoma, like they all are. High winds and strong waves. China hammered by Taiwan election blowback. This was a tough one for China because they wanted to take Taiwan peacefully. The question for the world now is what we've talked about a lot. We talked about it tonight on the show. Do they now pursue other means? Are they going to... are they going to wait till this guy's out of office?
What is that part of the terrorist group, sir?
I think they are.
What is strike exactly last night, sir?
He was asked if the Houthis were a terrorist group, except Joe Biden took them off the terrorist list after Donald Trump put them on. Federal Reserve payments to banks trigger the largest ever operating loss. The Federal Reserve, your Federal Reserve, my Federal Reserve, is now taking gigantic losses. That train is a-coming. It's rolling around the bend. Great news! Number of children living in two-parent households increases, continuing an upward trajectory. I wanted to finish on this because that's a wonderful thing. That's something you can smile about. There is a huge portion of this population that wants to return to a decent time. Those are our people. Let's gather up some reinforcements, all right? Iowa caucuses were tonight. If it was a good night for you, go celebrate safely. If it's a bad night for you, lick your wounds, get up, get back in the fight tomorrow, all right? That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.